Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, assignment in Rio.
Faye Corelli's unexpected arrival at my hotel suite put me in quite a spot. She was being pursued by another strange man. She wanted my protection. Trouble was, I was pursuing a blonde flyer, formerly of the German Air Force. And his former wife, Rio fashion model Paquita Riffio, was due to arrive any minute. I had fresh hopes of tracing the flyer, and so contacting the six scientists believed to share the secret of the death ray. I couldn't have Mademoiselle Corelli upsetting those hopes. But she wasn't over-anxious to leave. The newly mixed cocktail caused her to suspect that I may not be waiting for a business contact, as I'd said. Howsoever, I talked her into leaving. She was about to go when the door buzzer went. The situation was to be more bewildering than I expected.
Monsieur Bruce, are you not going to attend to the door? The buzzer go for the second time.
Listen to me, Faye. Perhaps you'd better go into the bedroom for the time being.
I am easy.
Though on second thoughts, that wouldn't help any.
No.
No, stay where you are. Have to get out of this best I can. Coming. Right with you. Miss Jensen. The surprise is coming thick and fast. What are you doing here?
I'd like to settle a matter with you, Mr. Carson.
Of course. Come in.
Thank you.
You know Mademoiselle Corelli, of course.
Oh, yes. We spoke this morning at my shop in Rue de Ubidor.
Unexpected call, this, Miss Jensen?
I've been out looking over some old silverware. As I was passing, I thought I'd see if you were in. The man on the desk said for me to come straight up, rather as if you had been expecting me.
Oh, but he has.
Really?
For you especially, he has mixed the cocktail.
But
don't sip together when you talk business.
I don't understand. Mr. Carson couldn't possibly have known I was coming.
Oh, this is very peculiar.
Quite simple, actually. Miss Jensen isn't the person I was expecting.
Ah, she's just someone else dropping like me.
So?
Busy place. Oh, Monsieur Bruce, you must take another cocktail. So good to clear the throat with.
Night at that. How about you, Miss Jensen?
A trifle early for cocktails, I feel.
Nonsense. I like them for breakfast myself. What about you, Monsieur Bruce?
Wouldn't be first time. Howsoever...
Most times, Miss Jensen, I never touch anything before I dance. But it is many hours yet before I go to El Rocco, so I can afford one or two. Ah, oh, Monsieur Bruce, you are neglecting me.
Oh, your glass. Empty, of course. Quite sure you won't, Miss Jensen?
Positive.
Oh, well. There we are, Faye.
Just right, Monsieur Bruce. Well, talk away, you two. Go on, just as if I'm not here at all.
It will only take a moment. Mr. Carson, you remember the crossbow?
Not likely to forget.
I should think not, especially after what happened. Whatever you call yourself. That was a most terrible thing to do to a person. Monsieur Bruce, he might easily be lying dead now with that ugly arrow through his breast.
Steady, Faye.
No, I am most very upset about
it. Did not Mr. Carson explain that I knew nothing about that crossbow being set as it was?
He did. But I do not know that I care to believe it.
You're not suggesting, I hope, that I did it deliberately.
If the cup fits, you wear it?
Really, Mr. Carson?
Faye, maybe you'd better just sip the cocktail.
Oui. I sip it all right there. No, another. I feel all jumbly inside.
A little that way myself. But here you are.
To continue, Mr. Carson.
Oh, yes, crossbow. Intend picking up next couple of days.
Please yourself about that. But the check.
Nothing wrong with it.
No. But I want to return it to you. Here.
Just a minute. Why?
I find the address given to me by the person who sent the crossbow to my shop
was in Maternity Hospital. Monsieur Carson and I know we went there. Behind the whole business, there is something most nasty.
And most mysterious, if I may say so. But under the circumstances, I do not care to have anything further to do with the sale of the crossbow. As a dealer in old wares, I have my reputation to consider. You will take the check, Mr. Carson.
Your commission there. How about that?
I'm not handling the weapon. You may have it.
That vase, the one that was smashed when the arrow shot out of the crossbow.
I can scarcely blame you for that.
Seems I take it back, then. Thanks.
Might I say how much I regret this mix-up? I trust it won't stand between us should any other weapon of interest fall into my hands.
Why should it?
You've been most understanding, Mr. Carson.
Oh, if you only knew how understanding he could really be.
We were supposed to be talking as if you were not here, Mademoiselle Corelli. But, Mr. Carson, you are apparently waiting on some special business appointment.
Oh, Jones, so yes.
If you'll excuse me,
No, don't go yet.
Why not?
Just remembered. Phone call. Company waiting. I must make it.
Oh, you don't need me for that, surely.
Something else to say to you. This call urgent. Must get into the bedroom phone. Wait with Mademoiselle Corelli. Suddenly hit me. Paquita Riffia was due any time. No trouble seeing the last of the cool blonde Helena Jansen. But Faye was going to be more difficult than ever, delightfully willful creature that she was. At the risk of having her gouge Helena's eyes out, I went into the bedroom and quickly dialed out to my Rio contact, my fellow bird watcher, Sir Giles Davenport.
Hello?
Is that you, Sir Giles?
Yes, indeed. Davenport here.
Carson.
Oh, Carson, old chap. How are you getting along with your business affairs?
Little confused at present, sir.
It always are, of course, when one starts out. You been getting any time for a spot of bird watching?
Little.
Splendid. Seen anything worth reporting?
I'm hoping to in the near future. The female species that mated with that migratory blonde bird. Sir Giles, I wonder, could you do me a favor?
Only too pleased to do what I can.
Could you come round here to El Presidente right away?
I was going for a breather, you know, but I suppose I could manage it. What's the trouble?
I have a very important contact coming up to my suite. Could be here any time now. But I've some feminine company. Rather hard shift.
Oh.
I hate doing this, but must. Could you come round, sir, sort of pose as the business contact I've been expecting? After all, you are one of the directors of the meat importing outfit.
Yeah, I think I can carry that off, Carson. Time is a premium, eh?
Very much, sir.
Then hang up, old man. I should be there inside 10 minutes.
Fine, sir. 10 minutes. Let's hope that, sir. Say.
I am just coming in quietly. I am lonely out there.
Lonely? What about...
She went. She could not, what you call, tolerate me any longer. She looked down her nose at me. So I look under my eyelashes. The cold look I reserve for those men who ogle at me too hard when I dance. Monsieur Bruce, I tell you before, I do not like her.
Not your type, my dear.
Not yours either.
What is my type?
I think I know. But not that one. There is much else to her than you think.
How so?
Could she not telephone you? Why, she need come all the way up to say hello.
But didn't you come all the way up?
With me, it is different. Monsieur Bruce, show to me that pipe again.
That pipe? I've got scores in it.
The one from Switzerland, I mean.
Oh, this.
Oui, that is it. With a tiny musical box underneath it, switch it on for me.
My dear, it's...
Please, Monsieur Bruce.
Martyr to the species. Howsoever...
It is so lovely. You remember, Monsieur Bruce, I tell you I know a very special dance to that music. I dance for you?
Some other time.
Oh, you are so mean.
My dear young lady, you must understand that I'm in Rio on business for my company. I have work to do.
But not until your business person arrives.
Surely you wouldn't want such a special dance interrupted by the door buzzer.
Well, perhaps not. But do not turn off the little switch. I want to listen to it.
Please yourself. Better hurry, Sir Giles.
What you say, Monsieur Bruce?
Oh, just passing thought. Nothing. Oh, here's a pipe, though. You hold it till the musical box runs down. Times when you'd adore a creature like Faye for wanting to linger, but not this time. The musical box ran down. She insisted on winding it up again. I was thinking I should have accepted the dance offer and made the best of things when the door buzzer went. Sir Giles both looked and acted the part of a sedate business contact. Faye seemed convinced. She left after I'd promised to drop in at El Rocco that night. Quickly as I could, I brought Sir Giles up to date.
But, Carson, you only arrived here the day before yesterday.
So?
You wasted no time in getting acquainted with the city's loveliest attractions. Three, Carson.
Coincidence, sir. Nothing more.
One never knows.
I was down at the Black Macaw looking for our blonde flyer when Faye came in, saw the Rio Dandy who was following her. It appealed to me for protection.
Don't blame you for offering it, old chap. Especially after seeing her, divine figure.
Should see her dancing in El Rocco.
Yeah, I certainly must. But this fashion model, you say, she's somewhat exotic, too.
As only Rio models can be.
Strange that she should contact you, Carson.
It did surprise me.
The thing that I don't like is that big foreign fellow who you said employed her.
Oh, Seidel.
Yes, Carson. I'd like to know where he fits into the picture.
The way she spoke over the phone, he seemed to be something of a monster.
Possibly he is. Yet, Carson, for her to ring you like that, you must have let on that you were interested in certain aspects of her past.
I did my best not to, sir.
On the other hand, she may know from other sources.
I see what you mean, Sir Giles.
I'd take her very gently, Carson. Just a word of advice from a somewhat older bird watcher,
Yes, thank you, sir. Anyway, care for a cocktail?
Might as well, I suppose.
Right. Have to wait, I'm afraid. That'll be the Senorita.
Never mind, old man. I'll slip inside to the bedroom and lead you to it. But remember, Carson, this is your big chance to get in contact with that flyer. Take her gently.
Sir Giles went to the bedroom and closed the door. I went to the suite door, opened it, and there was Paquita Rubio, alone. It seemed strange that one so beautiful could hold the key to the ugly secret behind Operation Death Ray.